Good morning. It's 8:16. It's Tuesday. It's time for the activities report. I'm Tom Hess, the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. And for the activities report today, we have activities directors in. So if you're tuning in to live vicariously through the sports achievements of a younger generation, you'll have to check back next week. Joining me today are Sitka High activities director Lindsay Jorgensen, who we are just really overexposing here on Raven Radio after she spoke with Mike Vieira last week. And from Mount Edgecombe, Andrew Frisky. Andrew, you're hosting your own tournament this weekend, the Mount Edgecombe tournament, which is in, it's what year now?
This is the 10th year.
And this is the adults tournament. This is the, it's picked up a lot of steam lately, and you have like, what, 24 teams coming in? We do.
We have 24 teams coming in from all over Southeast and also Anchorage.
And that starts Wednesday at like 6?
6 p.m., yeah. We start right off with a men's open.
And so for divisions, you guys have, what are your divisions this year?
Well, we have the men's open, which is anybody you can find. If you can get Carlos Boozer to come up, then great. Yeah, men's 37, women's open, and then also we started a new division, men's 45 and over. So.
And you're playing this year. You're playing, you've played every year.
Yeah, right? I play every year.
And you're playing, you're a Hanes product. You guys open on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we play Metlakatla at 7:30. So the defending champions of Metlakatla are going to be up here to play our Hanes team, which is a mix of Hanes guys and Sitka guys. So.
And give me an idea what the character is kind of this tournament in terms of, because you have a lot of connections between these towns and these players that go back decades.
Yeah, it's in all the basketball tournaments around Southeast, it's the highest quality, I feel, since there's no gold medals, of course, kind of the grandfather of all the tournaments. There's a lot of restrictions because you have to be from the communities. Here you can pull up anybody. If you can pick people from Anchorage down south, and folks do that, and they just try to get the most competitive teams, and they also combine. And so overall, this is, you know, some of the best basketball in Alaska, I feel.
And if people want to watch some of the best basketball in Alaska, they can do what?
Well, they show up at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on Wednesday, starting at 6 o'clock. And then from there until Saturday, we have 36 games in 3.5 days. And so it's just nonstop basketball on both courts. Starts at 1 o'clock on Thursday and 10:30 in the morning on Friday and 10 a.m. on Saturday. And it's just nonstop basketball until about 11 o'clock at night.
And tickets available at the door and at the Mount Edgecombe office?
Yep, right now you can buy them at the front office or get them at the door when you come in. And they're great deals. We have some great sponsors, so we haven't had to change the ticket prices. It's $20 for an adult, or for a senior, I'm sorry. For an adult, it's $30. And if you bring your family, your immediate family, it's $50. So if you have four kids and mom and dad, then it's $50. And we have the best concession stand in the state of Alaska, too.
And tickets good for all day, all tournament?
All tournament, yeah. That's for the whole tournament. So for $30, you get all the basketball you could ever want.
And this, as I try and segue to the other topic here, we'll see how good this transition is. So on the team you play with in Hanes and some of the other teams you play, I assume you recognize a lot of the kids that you played against when you were at Hanes High School.
Played against and also coached when I was coaching over at Sitka High and at Mount Edgecombe. And so it's just, there's connections all over the place. A lot of the folks coming into play have played against each other in high school, and now they play against each other as adults, and it's great. It's really good sportsmanship. That's the one thing that we really strive, because we really want younger folks to come watch the games, and we talk to the teams before. That's our number one importance, is the sportsmanship on the court. Play hard, but be good sports. And they are. It's turned into a really classy basketball tournament. High quality and great athleticism. And it's high caliber basketball.
And there's probably a lot of guys who have housed with each other back when they were kids, right? Lindsay sees what I'm doing here as I drum up this transition that I'm very proud of, by the way. But
you bet. In fact, I think a lot of these folks, that's how these relationships started building, was being housed out between each other when you go to your different communities, which is one of the greatest things about Southeast Alaska, is the unique housing deal that we do here.
And Lindsay, you've got quite a few kids to house coming up in March. How many do you have coming in for the region basketball, which Sitka is hosting this year?
Yeah, we'll probably have between 500 and 600 kids coming in between all the basketball teams, cheer, pep bands. dance teams coming to Sitka and looking for places to stay.
And so if people want to help provide places to stay, which means a lot for the school district, because otherwise you guys have to pay for them to be housed, and it's just kind of one of the responsibilities of hosting regions. How do people open up their homes, and what do they have to offer for?
Yeah, all you have to really offer is a dry place, a warm, hopefully, place to stay. One meal a day is what the region really requires, and they'll be off with their teams most of the day watching basketball and participating in different events with the region tournament, and that's about it. And just contacting me through Sitka High School at 966-1956 would be the best way for us to get you hooked up.
And Andrew, I'm sure you remember back from your days, you don't exactly need first-class accommodations for the high school basketball team, do you?
No, the students that are coming in are so used to being housed out. It's what they do. It's what Southeast kids do. But it's just such a great experience for families as well to get to know students from other communities. I mean, growing up in Haynes, that's all we did. You know, we group housed every once in a while, but it was almost all housed out, and you got to know the families. In fact, every community that I've been in, I still have really close relationships with. I mean, Mike Vieira is a great example. You know, we used to house him out up in Haynes and take him on adventures. And, you know, he had some pretty close calls, I probably, on some of the adventures we went on. But, you know, it makes your friendship even stronger. And it's just a great way to know kids, whether you have kids or not at home. The kids are great coming in. Like I said, they've done it since they were freshmen in high school, and they know what they're doing. And they're very polite, and they're not there very often. They'll be living at the gym for the most part.
And what are the dates on that region tournament?
It's March 8th through the 12th.
And so the kids will be getting in somewhere.
The majority, the early ferry gets in Wednesday morning, but we'll bus them to Mount Edgecombe, and then they'll be picked up on Wednesday. So I think the majority are coming in Wednesday. There'll be a few on Tuesday, but most on Wednesday.
And so Mike Vieira is a good one. Do you have any better relationships that go back? Because Mike Vieira was the AD, a couple ADs before Lindsay, and you guys kind of had the nice AD pairing there, which is a fun like housing connection. Do you have any better ones going back to your high school days of housing out relationships that you remember?
With other people around?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez. I got, like Coach Casperson, who's the head coach at Juno Douglas. God, we used to house him out. Well, Ludell Goldsberry, who works over at Mount Edgecombe now, all these guys, there's a bunch from the like Cake and Huna that we used to house and come over during track and field. And it wasn't just the housing, it was also an adventure. You know, we always tried to take them out bear hunting or something like that in the spring, or, you know, show them something that you can't quite do that they a little bit different. So, but you don't have to go that extreme.
So, not necessarily have to be guided bear hunts, but at least a place on the floor. I'm sure the Region 5 tournament is probably the biggest thing that Sitka hosts at a given time, because there was the ATIA conference, for instance, a few years ago, which is tourism, had 400 people. You guys have at least 500. I'm sure there's probably other ways in which people can help out you guys hosting this tournament. Lindsay, what else can people do if they need to help you guys?
Yeah, if they've got any desire to be involved with whether it's housing or other just nuts and bolts of the tournament, let us know, myself or Andrew, and we can get you hooked up helping us out with some aspect of the tournament. If you can help out financially, there's going to be opportunities where we might have to put some teams up in different locations too, so just let us know.
All right, so we've got Region 5 basketball coming up in March and desperately in need of some housing for that. Contact Lindsay for that. And this weekend, something a little more exciting, at least more visually exciting, the Mount Edgecombe tournament starts on Wednesday. Tickets at the door. You can call the Mount Edgecombe office. Games start at 6, and they'll be running all weekend. Thanks for coming in, you guys, and we'll send it back to Morning Edition.